Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the RIP Tour Podcast. I'm your tour guide, Tim, and we have another episode for you. Not only do we have another episode, it is also about other haunts that are in the area besides HHN. But I can't do this by myself. So, Liz, how are you? It's not early in the morning.
I know. This is lovely. It's a lovely evening.
What time is it? I don't even know what time is it. Is it like 7? Is that
one? It's about 7. Yeah. You know, okay. I'm just
waking up.
Yes,
exactly.
I feel great.
Okay, cool. And then we also have Ash. What's up, bud?
What's up, Tim? Yeah, doing good. And we are cranking out these episodes, so it's always nice to get on to record.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Gary, unfortunately, is sleeping.
Ooh.
Yeah. Damn it, Gary. But okay, so obviously there are other haunts during this time of the year. You know, we just don't only go to Universal and do, you know, HHN. We have Howl Scream, which is at Orlando SeaWorld. We also have Howl Scream at Busch Gardens in Tampa. And then we also have Sir Henry's in Plant City. I have not been to one of these. I have never been to the Busch Gardens. I have to
really.
Yeah, I have to fix this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the only one I haven't been to. So, but I think before we get into each event and give you the rundown, Ash is going to take us through some construction updates.
Yeah. So what I'll do, I'll start from the other park over Islands. We'll go over to the boutique just because all the merchandise they dropped there on Friday. Now, only portion of this merchandise did drop online. Not all of it, but all the t-shirts and the mugs you can buy. A lot of it was sold out when I went yesterday evening, but they did say they do have stock at the actual place, but they're only allowed to put a certain amount out every day. So they will be restocked every morning. So morning is the best bet if you do want to get some of the merch early, which is what I like to do. I like to get it early so it's out of the way. Then I don't have to lug it around during the event. But yeah, it looks great in there. The deco's nice. The big Odd Fellow hanging banner is on there, the Traveling Oddities, and it has, you've seen the like posters of the original mazes, right, with the art on there. You've both seen that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they did say as well, obviously we already know this, but all this merchandise will be going in the tribute store as well, so don't panic if anything's sold out. And yeah, I think the tribute store opens not this Wednesday, next Wednesday for pass holders, I believe. So very soon, very close. And then kind of going over to studio side, as you walk in now, there's a new kind of truss archway. Have you seen that? It's really, really close to like the entrance. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah. Really, and I've close. Heard there's a pathway for actors to walk on top, I think, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that, and then, yes, yeah, so there's two now. So there's a smaller one. There's a smaller one which doesn't really have like a catwalk on top of it. And there's one behind it, which has been there for a little bit now with some, you know, where actors can walk on top of. But what I'm expecting for this one maybe might be like the neon sign, the Halloween Horror Nights neon sign, because if you reached out, you can almost touch the gates there, like the opening gate. So obviously, I think it's just going to be a "Hey, welcome to Horror Night" sign, I believe. So turning right onto the corner there outside the Universe store, Odd Fellows, kind of carnival-esque wagon is open now. And it's got all of these Zodiac symbols on the outside, a couple of boxes on the outside there. Nothing really changed. Same with Hollywood Boulevard for the Zodiac Zone. Nothing really added there from what we had last time. I'm expecting Hollywood's a big one where they do roll out a lot of props when park changes over. So a lot more props will probably be coming out the ones that usually go down the middle of the street, and then keep moving forward into Jungle of Doom, which was number one on my hype list. I walked through it yesterday for the first time in the evening. I loved it because Liz, you've done it in the evening. Have you done it in the evening yet, Tim? Have you walked through it in the evening?
Nope, not yet.
How do you like that, Liz, walking through in the evening? I think it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And obviously all the lighting hits really nicely on there. The plane looks good in there, but no real additions in there since last time. But the biggest one, the biggest addition will be in the San Francisco area where Shipyard 32 is. We do have a red van out there now that says Oddfellows Trading and Imports, and it has the trademark with the Zodiac logos on there. And we do have the kind of crane with the collapsed box on there. So all the wonderful monsters are now breaking free around Shipyard 32. And finally, down into the streets of New York, just a couple of lighting, multicolored lighting, and the motorcycles do now have the stickers on there that say Blood Slayers, which is pretty cool. So they have the decals on the bikes now. And then we do have the kind of VW wagon and the little bug vehicles around between where the arcade and Lewis is, around that corner, which are all kitted out into the kind of flower power, same as the big bus that's right in the middle of the street. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, very, very cool. How
I'm so excited to see those.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Not too much added, Tim, but yeah, we've kind of covered all the rest of the additions. And I think Cabana Bay now does have their Swizzle lounges all decked out. And
I saw that.
Yeah. And the Chucky's Twisted Playground, is it? That's all ready to go?
The pictures you saw from the Swizzle Lounge, it looks like it's set up from like last year, right?
Yeah, similar. Okay. Because I did read somewhere it will be themed to the Pumpkin Lord, Little Boo again, which was similar to the Miss Carver's Pumpkin Farm from the prior year. Yep.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Ash. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to get into it. So some of the other haunts that the rest of us will be going to this year. We're going to start off with Hollow Scream Orlando at SeaWorld. So we're going to go over the houses and zones, and I'm going to give you a little rundown, I guess. Hollow Scream 2023 features 5 haunted houses, 7 scare zones, more coasters, and more unexpected frights than ever before, making it a can't-miss experience for haunt fans and thrill-seekers alike. SeaWorld Orlando's Hollow Scream runs select nights from September 8th to October 31st. So what do we got? 3 brand new houses for all new scare zones, 5 sirens, and the return of our 4 fan favorite attractions, Mako, Manta, Icebreaker, and Pipeline. Liz, did you go last year?
I went the first year, but I didn't go last year.
Okay. And Ash, you have not gone either year?
Either year. No, I haven't been yet.
Okay. All right. So that's good. That's good. All right. So let's get into the houses. I don't know. Is this Delirium? Is that what?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Delirium. It's kind of like a code.
Like code D3ler. I'm sorry.
Please speak.
I know. So Delirium Laboratories. So explore Delirium Lab, a government-established mercenary HQ established to counter the threat posed by the sirens. Tour the facility and help support the cause. What could possibly go wrong? All right, guys. What do you think about this?
Reminds me of like Resident Evil, where you go through, you know, there's always a laboratory you go through, and then you see
kind of, yeah,
you know what I mean. You see like the tyrant in like one of those huge test tube things.
Oh my god!
You go into the next room and it's broken, right?
Yeah,
then you know what's kind of coming.
Yep, for sure, for sure. What about you, Liz?
Yeah, I'm not sure what to think of this one. It's very different than the other ones, but I'm apprehensive. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. This will be fun. It'll be fun. All right, so moving on to the next one, we have the new Dead Vines Nolan's Nightmare. I love how they spelt it, too. Feet don't fail you now. You're trespassing on her land, and it's going to take some Nolan's magic to get you through this one. Keep your head up and your eyes open. You don't want to miss this. In the end, you might get beated, or you might be dead.
Props to whoever wrote that.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Liz, what do you think?
Oh, I'm excited for this one. I liked the previous Dead Vines versions of the house, so I think putting the New Orleans spin on it will be fun. And I mean, anytime there's that Mardi Gras kind of vibe to it, I think it'll end up being fun.
Yeah, agreed. Ash?
Yeah, same as Liz. I haven't been through any of the Dead Vines, obviously in Orlando. But yeah, this sounds fun, and I like all the New Orleans Mardi Gras puns in there as well. So yeah.
It's really a great combo, right? Like New Orleans and Halloween. They just go hand in hand, right? The Mardi Gras, Halloween. I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, I think Mardi Gras, especially, I mean, I know we're not talking about Universal now, but Mardi Gras at Universal's sort of like a precursor now to Horror Nights. Yeah. It's very in the same theme, you know, as what you get.
Yeah. I mean, how many times, you know, like, especially like going through the tribute store, you see like so many nods to like HHN and
absolutely
stuff. So, okay. And then we're moving on to Beneath the Ice, The Meltdown. You're about to witness the hottest rescue attempt ever made. The ice siren has been captured and her fiery sister has arrived just in time to release a blazing wrath and save her twin. This sounds very interesting and sounds very similar to something else that might be happening.
You beat me to it.
Sorry. Ash, what are you thinking about this?
Yeah, ice versus fire. I've heard that somewhere.
Somewhere.
Pretty recently. But I mean, they just go hand in hand. I think if the Beneath the Ice from last year, was that just strictly, I know it's something, is that strictly ice? Was it just like a cold house?
In some parts.
Okay. So yeah, maybe because obviously this is a new take on it, the meltdown. So I think if they get the fire, you know, portion right, where they're doing a battle and it's different sequences, that could be really, really good. I have seen a walkthrough to Beneath the Ice last year. I can't really remember too much of it, but this is cool. Are they pitting each twin, I guess, against each other in the story?
Yeah. What about you, Liz?
This was my favorite house the first year, the original version of it. I thought it was fantastic using the Wild Arctic area to make the icy realm worked.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to see the twist on it and add some fire. And, you know, I guess we'll find out one way or another at both events with, you know, fire or ice win.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, I'm with you. I like this house at SeaWorld. So I want to see what they're going to twist it up with. But yeah, fire and ice. Very familiar. Okay, so those are the three new houses, and then we have two returning ones. We have Captain's Revenge, Drowned in Darkness. A ship on an endless journey sails by darkness. You can seek the horizon, but you'll never reach it. She has a hold of this vessel now, and you might have just boarded the last cruise you'll ever take. All right, Liz, what do you think?
Well, this was probably my least favorite house the first year, so I don't know how they twisted it last year to improve on it. I felt like it was really short the first year. I normally love a pirate-themed house, but we'll see now that it's more of a siren, since each siren's getting their own house, if it has a different twist on it that I like better.
Okay, and Ash?
Yeah, cool to see how the siren incorporates. This is right up my street, this theming. Reminds me of The Forsaken, one of my favorite mazes. And it's tough kind of comparing anything to Horror Nights, so I'll try and not do that. But yeah, I love the theming. This would probably be high on my list if I was attending. Well, I'm going to be attending, but I'm saying from the prior years.
Sure.
But, yeah, just right up my street.
I think this was high on my list from last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so maybe they made some changes from the first year.
Yeah, like when you said it was really short, and I'm like, oh, I don't think it was that short.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, so I enjoyed this one. And then we have Blood Beckoning. Scratch's strength is weakening, and she's out for blood. No one is safe, and what Scratch wants, Scratch gets. Her beauty comes at a price. Will you pay it? Will you pay it, Ash?
Yeah, Blood Beckoning, this sounds great. And I assume this is the final maze with the final siren in here, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Blood Beckoning, because he doesn't say new on it, so I assume it'll be sort of similar to the one from the prior year.
That is my guess, too.
Yeah. So I know the tweak, because obviously I've been to Howler Scream Busch Gardens a ton of times. They do bring the mazes back, but they do little twists on them. But Blood Beckoning was one of my favorites in terms of, I haven't been through it, but I've seen it. So this would probably be number one for me. I just really like the theming.
Sure. All right. What about you, Liz?
Yeah, I remember watching a video of this one last year and thinking it looked really nice. So I'm excited to see it in person. What's the story with Scratch? Because some of the other ones are obvious. What's her deal? Do you remember, Tim?
I don't, but if I'm not mistaken, this is the house where it was like in the like New York City subway on like,
yeah,
or something
so.
Like that. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause man, that's all they kept doing was like scratching things on this, like the metal surfaces and stuff.
Well, I guess it says she's out for blood. So maybe she's just like a blood siren.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm here for it.
All right, cool. Okay. So we have the Orlando Zones now, the Howl Scream ones. And it looks like we have, what, four new ones? One, two, three, four. Yep, four new ones. And then three returning ones. So the first new one we have is Bloodlight District. Those who walk the streets of this borough will tempt your deepest desires. You can fight their beckoning, but you will not win. Do not be fooled by their beauty and lust. Stay too long and you will be forever bound by blood. What do you think, Liz?
I mean, I love the idea of it, the blood light instead of red light. I think it's really smart. So I think it will be very effective and just, you know, some pretty ladies tempting you and you won't make it out alive, I don't think.
Okay, that's fair. Are we thinking like this is like in, you know, somewhere in Amsterdam?
I mean, yeah, that would fit.
Right. All right. Ash, what about you?
Yeah, I love this one. It reminds me of another zone I've been through before where you may have the temptress versions of the, you know, as a sirens or the, you know, the, if you will, but, and then eventually you'll see the kind of monster versions or kind of succubus versions of the temptress to, you know, kind of reel you in. But this does sound really, really good.
Yeah, agreed. I'm with you guys. All right. So then we have new toxic turmoil. A toxic catastrophe has caused this hidden chemical landfill to be overcome by mutated creatures, humans, and plant life. Your only chance is to make it to the exit at the other end of the yard. Be careful where you step. Not everything is as it seems. What are you thinking here, Ash?
So I think I saw a picture of this one, and it was the kind of green, the green lights through the fog. So it looks like the fog is green and toxic. I think that's a really cool touch. And then all the, I would love to see the costuming and makeup, all the kind of different mutated creatures, humans, plant life. So yeah, this does sound, but both looking through all of these scare zones, they all do appeal to me. And this one's no different. I really enjoyed this one.
Cool. All right, Liz, what do you think?
Yeah, this one kind of takes me back to some of the old days of haunts. It's just a classic technique. And I'm assuming it's going to be black light. My question is, what's the, not everything is as it seems. What's going to be on the ground? What am I having to avoid? But yeah, I like the throwback to old haunt techniques.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm very curious to see like what the mutated creatures and plant life are going to be. Very curious about that. All right, so the next new zone is Carnival Pier. The freaks, sinister barkers, and demented clowns that inhabit the Carnival Pier or Carnival Pier welcome you to stay a while. Have a drink and a snack. You can even try your luck at the games, but beware. If you lose, your soul belongs to the pier. All right, Liz, what do you think?
I mean, I love some twisted carnival clown zones. I think, if nothing else, it's really fun to watch people get scared by clowns because people hate clowns and I'm fine with them. So I think I'll love watching this zone and seeing the reaction to it.
Yeah, I like that. Ash, what about you?
Yeah, again, really, really like this one. I can imagine it being like a party atmosphere, maybe sideshows going on and carnival themed games and clowns just scaring people. But again, yeah, clowns for me as well, Liz. They don't really do too much for me in terms of scaring me, but yeah, a lot of people are scared of clowns, but I can just imagine just a good time in this zone.
I agree. I was just going to ask you too, Ash, if you had a thing with clowns. I don't either. I don't get it, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think this is going to be a fun zone too. New Portal of Passage is the last new zone. Welcome to Portal of Passage. We invite you to meet some of Howlscream's most devious inhabitants. Have a drink, catch a performance, and enjoy the atmosphere while you wait for the night to begin. The gates will be opening soon. Will you be a spectator, a participant, or a victim? I think Ash is going to be a victim.
Yeah, I think so. But is this like a scare zone, like a show within a scare zone? Is that what this is?
I feel like it's entrance entertainment.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. That's what I feel like this is.
And I think it was where it says Howlscream's most devious inhabitants. Maybe they pull from their library as well from past, whether it's from Busch Gardens or the, you know, the 2 years they've had in Orlando. Maybe they pull from, you know, their catalog of haunts and monsters, if you will. That'd be pretty cool.
That is possible. Yep. Liz, what else do you think in here?
Yeah, I think I'll be a spectator trying to hide to make sure they don't make me a participant. But yeah, I think it's that beginning area, if they're setting it up the same way they have before, where you walk in, there's kind of like a courtyard area before you walk into the park. And so they'll have characters roaming around. There's a bar right there, right when you get there. So it'll be a nice welcoming to the park.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, agreed. So then we have some returning zones coming back. Frozen Terror, Alive in the Ice. The brutal Arctic conditions are the least of your worries. These will be the most persistent zombies you'll ever meet. Not even the frozen Arctic wasteland can wipe these creatures. So remember that before entering this zone. Liz.
Well, the past, or at least 2 years ago, and I know last year too, because I watched some vlogs.
Yep.
They had some amazing scare actors in this zone. So I hope that whoever is cast here, if it's some of the same people or some new people, bring it, because, oh my gosh, the scare actors in this zone were just killing it. So yeah, bring it back. It was great.
Agreed. Before I send it to you, Ash, this was probably one of my favorite zones last year, and you hit it like right there. The scare actors were so good. There was one guy, and I don't know if you saw it in the video, like literally was, I don't know what the sounds that were coming yes. out of his mouth or whatever he was doing, and he was just consistent doing it. Like,
so good.
I was like, I don't know how he's doing this. It was so good. It's so good. Yeah, I'm excited for this zone. Okay, Ash, what are you thinking about this?
Yeah, just to echo what you've said, I've seen this on videos. And I think actually, giving props to Howler Scream Orlando, all their zones, they do go really hard in terms of their scare actors and how they deliver in their zones. I love zombies anyway. I know the costuming and makeup was very good last year. I know people are tired of zombies and it does get tiring sometimes, but there's a reason it comes back all the time.
Yeah.
Because it works, right? So, yeah. This one.
Nice. All right. Then we go to Witchcraft Bayou. It's hazardous to pass through this backwater bayou, but there's no way around. Voodoo and witchcraft aren't real, right? Stay alert or the dark magic will drag you down. All right. What are you thinking, Ash?
Yeah. Kind of witchcraft and voodoo doesn't really do too much to me. I'm very vocal about that in kind of always when I talk about this kind of this theme. So yeah, I mean, it's been done before. It doesn't really do too much to me. It definitely would be high on my list. Yep.
All right, cool. What about you, Liz?
Yeah, I agree. I think the theme's a little overdone. However, I will say, if they're putting it in the same area as it was,
oh my God, it was so dark.
That area was so dark. It's pitch black over there. So, I mean, you get some scares because they're hiding in the bushes. They've got loud noisemakers. I mean, it's effective because it is so dark.
I was totally going to bring that up if you didn't, because I was like, I remember walking through that zone the first time and I was like, there is like no lighting in here whatsoever. And I was like, I don't know who's a scare actor and who's like just here.
Very effective.
Yeah, really good. Okay. And then the last one is Terrors of the Deep. Out of the dark depths, you will encounter a beautiful sunken village filled with remnants and treasures from the surface. These treasures have been claimed by a cursed pirate crew that will give no quarter to scallywags and landlubbers. Liz, you went through this, right?
Yes. Although I will say that the first year it was a little strange because it was at the dead end of the park. And so there was hardly any other guests in that area because everyone just went to Mako and stopped and didn't even go to this zone. So it was just me and a bunch of scare actors, which was kind of fun, but didn't really get to see the zone in full effect. So gotcha. I'm excited to see it this year.
All right, Ash, what do you think?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that, Liz, as well, because the videos I've seen of it is empty. In the daytime and in the evening, there's not too many people in the actual zone. I don't really like the costuming either. I think the costuming looks a little funky, which is probably my issue with that zone. But yeah, not really high on my list.
Nothing's ever high on your list, huh, sir?
I mean, a lot of these scare zones look really good. I mean, this one was just...
Okay. I get it.
I mean, he didn't even put Stranger Things at number one. What can you expect?
I know. Man, we're still giving you crap for that. All right. So then we're moving on to the shows. Looks like we have a new show this year. It's called The Cursed Lagoon. What's lurking beneath the surface? See for yourself if you dare. Located in Forever Pearls. All right, Liz, what are you thinking?
So Forever Pearls is where they do the pearl diving, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they're going to have sirens or mermaids or something in the water start swimming for you to see. I don't really know.
That
right?
would be kind of cool. What's what's the place over on the West Coast where they swim and you can watch it?
Wikiwachi?
Yeah, Wikiwachi. Yeah, mm-hmm, maybe there's going to be something like that.
That would be cool.
All right, Ash, what are you thinking?
Yes, yeah, exactly the same. What's lurking beneath the surface, see for yourself. So it could be like an underwater show is what I'm getting for it, because that is the area, and that's exactly what they do in that area as well. So that's good. That's cool. That's a very unique sort of show, sort of take on that. So I'm very, very curious and interested in what that actually is.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. And then we are moving on to Siren Song. The Sirens are here to tell their story and feast on your fears. Don't miss a moment of this mesmerizing outdoor show. Liz, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this like where the entrance is? Isn't that where they did this?
I think, well, the first year it was over by Shamu Stadium, like between Shamu and Wild Arctic.
Okay.
There's that courtyard area. So I don't know where they did it last year, but they had platforms for the sirens there.
It was like right on the side where the parking is, like legit.
Oh, they moved it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that's what this was. I mean, this was cool. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I think they might have moved it because the first year it was just so many crowds in there that it was probably blocking traffic.
True, true.
But it was cool to see because they come out ever so often and you get to see the sirens dance and meet them all. So
Were they on like the raised platforms?
Yes.
But now there's more sirens this year, right? They've added extra sirens for the Mesa. So I know it doesn't say new show. I assume they'll keep elements of it, but maybe extend it because there's more sirens now to be added. So yeah, it could be cool. I like how they're incorporating their, because their theme obviously is sirens this year with everybody kind of connected. So it's cool how they're keeping the show with everybody connected, if that makes sense.
Yeah. For sure. And then I'm going to tell you this hands down. Monster Stomp is probably the best show horror related in Orlando.
Easily.
I so love good. This show.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So just basically brief description. Prepare yourself for a darkly entertaining, pulse pounding musical performance starring the one and only Jack the Ripper. Honestly, last year obviously was my first time going. Man, this show just knocked me off my socks. It was so good. And and I love anything that's Jack the Ripper too. So
yeah,
kind of a great,
I'm the
great
same
combo
there as well. Jack the Ripper, you know, Whitechapel, that era is so, so cool. I love it.
Yeah, I'm not normally a show person aside from like, you know, Bill and Ted's. I'll go see Bill and Ted's. But this one, if you're going to the event, make sure you see it. Do not skip out on this one. It is a highlight of their event for sure.
Agreed. And I'm with you, Liz. I'm not a show person either, but I love this show.
Yep.
Best show. Anyway. So that's it from Howl Scream or Orlando at SeaWorld. I don't have ticket prices or anything up, but you can go to their website.
It very much varies depending on what night you're picking and what deals they're having, because they're constantly running deals. So yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to our second event. So Liz, where are we going?
So we are going to my favorite Florida smaller haunt. We have Sir Henry's Haunted Trail. I absolutely love this event. I know you guys too. So let's start with talking about that they are celebrating their 10 seasons of horror. So that's a big deal.
That's awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Cannot wait to celebrate with them. So they're holding their event select nights from September 29th through November 4th. They will have four attractions this year, including the brand new, all new Haunted Hayride, which sounds amazing. We're going to have three new haunted trails, and then they will have two new escape games and laser tag. So let's start off with talking about this new Haunted Hayride.
Yes.
So we're going to take a ride deep into the woods and discover the ancient legends of Halloween. But watch out for the evil witch Beatrice as she looks to curse any trespassers to her woods. Tim, did you see the preview video?
I did. It looks awesome.
So good.
So
cannot wait.
Yeah, I know I love going through, you know, the houses and stuff, but I think I'm more excited for this. And this is my most hyped thing for Sir Henry's.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see the sets in person and everything that they've done in that little teaser video in person. It's going to be so good.
So good. Ash, did you see the video?
I did. Yeah. Amazing. And then just that little sentence, ancient legends of Halloween, just hooks me right away. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be going through the stories from the books as well. So getting to see those characters come to life. And
it's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, yeah. And have either of you done a haunted hayride before?
Back in the day, like up in New York. So
I've never done one.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, I haven't either, because I don't think they're typically a thing in Florida. I don't know. And even that's something I've heard Zach from Sir Henry say, is that he wanted to bring it because there weren't that many hayrides in Florida, a haunted hayride. It seems like a northern thing.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm excited that we finally have one in Florida that's representing. So that is their big new piece for this year, celebrating 10 seasons. But then we also have the three haunted trails. So we'll start with Moonlight Massacre. A desperate sheep farmer makes a deal with an old hag, but discovers he turns into a werewolf underneath the light of the moon. His rage and fury are unleashed upon his family and town. Will you escape? So Ash, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, had me at werewolf. I love this theming. What is just wonderful about this, just being a small haunt as well, is just always, because it's, you know, it'd be easy for them just to keep the trails, similar, if not the same, right? Because obviously it costs money to build, repair, get new props in, things like that. So the fact that they're always, adding, they're always evolving, it just, speaks volumes about this small haunt that we all love. But yeah, this just sounds so good. I love the werewolf. I'm interested to see what costuming and makeup they'll do with this as well. But yeah, very, very looking forward for this one.
Oh, for sure. And this is where the headless was last year. So we're going to see that permanent town scene that they built return, which I can't imagine it with werewolves running through it. Oh,
awesome.
So Tim, I guess I know what you think already, but go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, I'm looking forward to this one. And it's funny. It's like, you look at the names of the titles and the description, it's like, you all know, especially if you've gone before, you know where the maze is.
It fits.
But I am curious though, do we know where the haunted hayride is going out of?
Yes. I've seen a picture or a video.
Okay.
You know, the gate that's to the right of where headless is, there's an open area. It's usually just actors are coming out of it.
Yes.
There's a big open area.
Yes.
That's where you're going into the trail.
Oh, okay.
So somewhere back behind where the headless trail normally goes.
So that trail is going to be cut a little bit, you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know how much more space they had back there, you know?
Well, I guess I don't know either. That's what I was getting at. I wonder if like any space got cut for some of that now.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yep. But I am excited. So.
Oh, yeah. This one sounds wonderful. So then we move to Tales of the Dead. Legend has it, on Halloween night, the phantom Sir Henry returns from the grave with his cast of freaks and hunts for the murderer of his beloved bride. Don't get caught with blood on your hands. Tim?
Well, this is in the mansion, so. Mm-hmm. That facade is just so damn awesome. I'm excited for this because this is just going to be based on Sir Henry, and we're going to get like all the characters from the books.
Oh yeah.
This is what I'm so excited for this one. I think this would probably be my most hyped one out of the three. Have you guys read the books?
Yes.
Yes.
Outstanding. Great read. I love the story. And so I'm really excited to see, some of those characters come to life.
Yeah, this is like Sir Henry getting his icon house,
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Ash?
Yeah, I feel bad for brides at Sir Henry's. They always have a rough time. But
it doesn't work out for them. It
does not work out at all. But yeah, this is great. It's like you said, it's the icon house, bringing in characters we've seen, we know, we love. And like Tim said, the facade's great. And just kind of walking through the mansion bit at the start and then you're going into the trail is, love it. Yeah. That's one.
All right. Well, then we have one house left, and that's going to be Wicked Waters. An evil swamp witch has found a long-lost artifact to resurrect the ancient witch Beatrice. Human sacrifices and the spell has unleashed havoc, and now undead beings swarm the swampy waters. No one is safe. So obviously this is going to be the water-themed house, the last one that we have. Ash?
Yeah, again, three for three for me in terms of being hyped for these. That is usually the weak is not the right word to use, but, and I guess least favorite's not either, but, that kind of area, it does make it sometimes difficult to, but there are a lot of close quarters in there, which are really, really good for scares. But yeah, I like the description. Looking forward to see in terms of like makeup, costuming, what will they do with like the swampy kind of beings that are undead. So yeah, 3 for 3. I'm looking forward to all three of these trails.
Oh yeah, and all the extra pieces that they added last year, those giant, I don't know if you call them animatronics, but the giant fish and those. Yeah. I'm excited to see those again. I assume they'll still be there. So
the moving floor or whatever the end. Oh yeah. My God.
And that, I forget what those fish are called, where they have the light on their heads and that one that was swooped down at you. I hope that's back.
Yeah.
So, Tim, how are you feeling?
I'm with Ash. I'm like 3 for 3 for these houses, too. The sets they did for this last year, it just looks so good. You know, you're walking on the docks and everything like that. And there's all the boats. I don't know. I think you know me. I love seafaring anything. So to mix it with horror, I'm all in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I will say, as I went to this event 5 times last year, so I was a regular, and I will say one of my favorite things about it is it's slightly different every time you go. So you're never going to get an exact walkthrough. You know, Horror Nights, we're used to kind of having an exact, every single walkthrough is going to be close to the same. Sir Henry's, it's never going to be the same. So you can go back multiple times and just enjoy it and not know what you're going to get. So yeah. I'm very excited to be back visiting them and seeing all their houses or trails and see what they've brought for 2023.
I really love like the courtyard area too. So where you get like the character interactions, you know,
and they've redone a bunch of that. They have a whole new entrance this year. So
I can't wait to see everything. I'm very excited.
Very soon.
Yep.
So yeah, that wraps up Sir Henry's for 2023.
All right. Ash, where are we going next?
I'm taking us home with Howlow Scream in Tampa, which is the Busch Gardens Park out here in Tampa. And Tim, you've not done Howlow Scream, right, in Busch Gardens?
Correct, I have not.
And yeah, Liz, we're fixing that this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And Liz, you've done it quite a lot of times, right?
I think almost every year since 2014, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I used to go every year. I've not been now for at least 2016, I think, because that's when I moved to Buffalo. Yeah, about 2016, I've not been since. But anyway, Busch Gardens, Howlow Scream, we have 5 houses, 5 scare zones, 2 shows. And this will run select dates, September 8th through October 31st. We're going to have 1 new house, 2 new scare zones, 2 shows, and almost all Busch Garden coasters will be open for the event, including Iron Gwazi, Shikra, Tagris, Montu, Cheetah Hunt, and Cobra's Curse. And let's just start. So we have the new house this year is D.H. Bagham's Circus of Fear. Did you see the little teaser trailer for this?
Yes.
I did not get to see the trailer on this one.
Gotcha. So like a carnival-esque. It will, but I'm just going to read the kind of little synopsis. Come one, come all to the most terrifying show you've ever seen. D.H. Bagham brings you all his monstrosities that are sure to make your spine tingle and your blood run cold. Did you like the commercial, Liz?
Yeah, I mean, they've done this kind of thing at Howlow Scream before, so I'm curious to see what's new about it. Just as long as there's no Zodiac in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I imagine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a lot of clowns, a lot of circus type acts, if you will, because I know there was a big carnival tent in the commercial, but there's not much really to go off, Tim, in terms of the description, but what about the Circus of Fear?
Which event are we at? Are we at HHN or where are we?
Yeah, right.
Okay, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I mean, I don't mind anything that is going to be some kind of circus carnival-esque atmosphere. If there's clowns, even better. So,
yeah. And there's a reason, you know, carnival circuses come back a lot because it works, I guess, right? So, yeah, it can be a good one. And then on to the next one, Stranglewood Estate, which was there last year. Now, obviously, I didn't go last year. Now, this... Did you go last year, Liz, or no?
I did.
Okay. So, what I saw all season, that this was a lot of people's favorite maze, period, from the whole haunt season. Before I go into the description, Liz, do you agree with that in terms of the sentiments? You do? Okay.
Yeah, I have some thoughts that I'll share after you read the description, but yes, I would agree.
Yeah, because that's what I was reading by a lot of people. It wasn't just their favorite maze at Howler Scream, Busch Gardens. It was their favorite maze, period, from all the Haunt season. So
those are some strong words.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Stranglewood Estate says, Miss Stranglewood is back for more haunts and has something sinister waiting behind every corner. Once a lively home filled with laughter and lavish parties, now filled with darkness and the spirits of evil. Welcome back to the Stranglewood Estate. So Liz, if you want to jump in.
Yeah, it's going to be me. this house is one of the more ambitious houses I've ever seen Howler Scream Tampa do. It had some of the absolute most creative scares that I saw all of last year. And I don't even really want to say what they are because I'm sure they're going to be back. And since neither of you have seen it, I don't want to spoil it for you. So just trust me, there were some scares in there and some techniques that there's one I can think of that I've never seen at a haunt before. And it blew my mind the first time I walked through it. The scenery, the sets were gorgeous. There's even a spot where you kind of have to pick a path. So my only complaint, the scenery was amazing. It had so much potential. It did not have enough actors in it. So there was quite a few scenes where you're walking through and you're like, this is so cool, but there's nothing happening. So I hope that they fix it. But this was basically Howler Scream's dead end. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So, and that was I was going to bring it to you as well, Tim, because just on face value, it's sort of a haunted house of a haunted house for me, just on face value. What are you thinking?
No, I was thinking the same thing. That's exactly what it sounds like. And I'm in.
Yeah. So like sort of like a dead end experience or even Haunting of Hill House, right? Sort of that kind of experience.
Very much. Yeah. Very much so.
Cool. But yeah, I'm glad you did it spoiler free, Liz, because obviously me and Tim will definitely want to experience that. And if they can beef up the more lull parts of it as well, like you just said, it could be an old timer. So definitely for that. But this tagline is very familiar. So the residence, home for the holidays, is the next one. And it says the residence, home for the holidays, is making a haunting return, but things are definitely not as merry as they may seem. Now, just on their website as well, this is their Christmas, their holiday maze.
Yes.
It makes sense. Okay. And then this is a returning favorite. Like I said, I have not been to Busch Gardens Howler Scream in at least 7-8 years. I can't remember if I've done this or not, being completely honest with you. I don't know
it's newer than that.
Okay.
It's newer than that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, I mean, Tim, I'll go to you because I know you like your kind of holiday themed.
I was going to say, I'm in Christmas horror. Let's go. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm in.
Yeah. So. And if they can get it like, you know, like the snow and if they cut the blood through that, it always very, very effective. But Liz, thoughts on this one?
Yeah. So this house started as just the residence.
Okay.
And then they turned it into the residence and turned it into Christmas themed. So it's been there a few years, but this is, I think, the second year in a row it's been the Christmas house. But you guys will love it. Tim, you will love it. It definitely has, it's the comedy house. It has the Krampus comedy vibes to it.
Yes.
And I hope he's back. But the best part is they have a spieling Santa. So he has a microphone and he is live ad-libbing. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yes. So yes. I'm excited to go through it again. It's comedy. There's all of the Christmas favorites. It's wonderful.
Wow. Now you've said that probably jumped higher than Stranglewood Estates, I think. The fact that they've incorporated comedy with this as well. So very, very, very cool. Okay. Another returning favorite, Witch of the Woods. The witch is back and just as wicked as ever. Curiosity has brought many travelers into this dark forest, but only bone-chilling stories and dying screams make their way out. With each step deeper into the woods, the prospect of survival quickly fades as demonic disciples hunt wandering intruders through their abandoned village. I'll go first. Here, witches.
Here it comes.
Just doesn't do it for me whatsoever. Witches, I'm sure the scenic is very, very nice in here. Liz, have you done this one?
Yes.
How is it?
This was my favorite house of any haunt 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then that's the whole haunt season.
Yes. Okay. 2 years ago.
Well, so aesthetically, was it very pretty? I can imagine.
Yeah. So it goes through the old panda enclosure at Busch Gardens. So it's using the existing structures that are there. So it has a gorgeous vibe to it as it is. And there's a good portion of it that's going outside basically through woods. So very scary. And they're utilizing the enclosure to make these giant sets because they didn't have to do the work for it. It's already there. So very smartly done.
Yeah. Flipping back to Sir Henry, it kind of sounds like a trail, this one.
I would say the first quarter of it is like a trail, and then it goes into the enclosure and you're more indoors. But yes, Right. It is very well done. You hear the screams while you're waiting in line. You hear everyone screaming as they're going through.
Yeah. Tim, what do you think of this one?
I mean, unlike you, Ash, who hates witches. I'm in on this, and especially now that Liz just, told me where it is, that's pretty damn cool that it's in, an old animal. What was it? The pandas? Is that what you said?
The pandas. I guess way back when. I don't remember ever seeing pandas there. I've grown up in Florida. I don't remember it. So it had to be long ago.
Okay. But that's cool that they're utilizing that, and especially whatever buildings are in there. So that's kind of cool too.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of witches, like I've said, but you kind of sold it to me a little bit, Liz. But just going over these, I'm just kind of scrolling back a little bit. I'm very, very impressed so far with the lineup. All original content, obviously, but yeah, very, very impressed so far. And then we do have finally The Forgotten Uprising. This is instantly my favorite because it says revamped favorite. Nice little play on words there. But
yeah.
A year has passed, and lately more and more people have been going missing. The great battle has begun, and the only way to survive is to be brave, fearless, and survive the night. Love it. Love vampires. So this was, did you do this last year, Liz?
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of the vampires, are they more contemporary? Are they more, is it a mixture?
Yeah, this is like a goth vampire rave.
Like Blade.
Rated R, honestly.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very sexy. Very sexy house.
Okay.
I'll put it that way.
It reminds me of the kind of scene in Blade, the music scene where it's like a rave. I love that scene, but Tim, The Forgotten.
I mean, vampires, you know how I feel.
Yeah.
It's like you and witches. No, it's not that. No, I'm just kidding. So Liz, can you give me a better description of what this house is really? Cause I don't know.
It's basically you're walking through a vampire rave and they're coming after you. There's a lot of, bondage type scenes. No. Like I said, it's very sexy. It's a very sexy
house.
All
right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lots of vinyl.
Wow. Lots of vinyl. That's it. I'm in now.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, these mazes sound really good. I think I'll go through The Forgotten first. And then we'll go, I'm just playing.
Perfect. Like, so, I'm going through The Forgotten all night.
Perfect. And then on to zones. Okay. So the thing about Busch Gardens, Liz, and you can kind of elaborate on this, that it is a scare actor's haven, a lot of the places in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So much foliage on there.
I'll come back to that.
Yeah, perfect. So this was on very, very high on my list when this got announced. It's the Sin City Zombies. So on the outskirts of the Vegas Strip lies a small town that is home to some of the best entertainers who ever live and is overrun by zombies. Zombies who run rampant. Try your luck and hope your number wins, because this is one town you don't want to lose in. Man, this sounds amazing. Just the zombified versions of, Las Vegas staples, And I can imagine bright lights in this zone as well. But yeah, just I'll leave you for a minute, Liz. Tim, Sin City Zombies. You saw when this got announced, right?
Yeah, I'm in on this too. Like, all I'm thinking is like bright lights just flashing and just chaos. And when you think about it too, and especially what house we went through last year, it kind of gives me the Weekend vibe.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that, Liz.
So.
Oh yeah, I'm stoked for this one. I think it's a really cool idea that I don't know that I've, aside from, the Penn and Teller house at Universal years back, I don't remember seeing much Vegas content at haunts. So I think it's really smart, and Zombie Elvis is going to be great.
Yeah, I know it's not. It almost gives me sort of a vamp vibe because I think they'll use, stuff in pop culture from Vegas.
Right. Yeah, like 85. Yeah.
Yeah. So the recognizable people, right?
What are their names? The tiger people.
Oh, they were in Penn and Teller as well.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yes. Ah, that's it. Siegfried and Roy. Okay. Yeah. Like, they got to be walking around too, right?
Yeah, they were in Nuke Vegas too. But well, who else? I mean, obviously Elvis. I kind of think, I know I'm going to get a Celine Dion. Maybe I don't know who else is there. But I'm just thinking, thinking of stuff they could do.
Well, I mean, like, what about like the old school, like Frank Sinatra and stuff like that too? Right?
And that's why it gives me vamp vibes, because they're going to pull recognizable people and just have a good time with it. Bright
Plus
lights.
The showgirls.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe have like little stages maybe for a little impromptu, not shows, but, little side shows there. But very, very cool. I've been very high on this one since it got announced. Also next up is Big Ed's Demolition Derby. This is brand new for this year. Step into the twisted and adrenaline-fueled world of Big Ed's Demolition Derby. He has pulled together some of the roughest, toughest, and meanest baddies from all over Howl the Scream and brought them here to compete. But there's always room for surprise guests. Step up and see how long you can survive and navigate this automotive nightmare. Mm. I'll go opposite way. Liz, a brand new Big Ed's. This one?
I'm really curious as to where this one is located. Because I know where the next three are, and so I'm just wondering where those two are located. But I think it sounds interesting. I'm a little curious how it's going to be different from the Junkyard. When you read that one, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. But if it has a big enough space, I could definitely see it working.
Yeah, I think the pictures just kind of reminds me of like Mad Max Fury Road type.
Yeah, Junkyard feels too. So I'm like, I don't know how these are different, but.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This sounds like Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it says meanest baddies from all over Howl the Scream. So maybe from characters past, or maybe they take somebody from each zone in there as well, possibly.
Yeah, could be.
Perfect. And then Tim, I think this one's made for you, so I'll come to you first actually with this one. So it's called Raven's Mill. So within the walls of the cornfield lies an horrific nightmare you cannot awaken. The scarecrows of Raven's Mill are ready for you. ... So Tim, take it away.
I'm ready for them. Scarecrows. I love scarecrows. End of story. I could have scarecrows at HHN every single year. I know you guys would all hate that, but I'm in. I think this will be fun.
Yeah. And I think they'll pull a lot of the traditional Halloween costume in, like the pumpkin face that's like drooping, like the burlap sack kind of type face people. But Liz?
Yeah, I was really impressed with this one last year. I mean, Howl the Scream just keeps adding to itself, and so every year I'm just impressed with what they're doing, and this actually had quite a few sets in it, so I really thought they did a great job with spreading out the actors as well and kind of making you go through this path. So yeah, Tim's gonna love this one.
Nice. I can't wait.
Yeah, so I mean, just talking, I don't know what you because I know Liz, you've done a lot of this anyway. I'm just gonna ask you, Tim, what we've gone through so far from this one as opposed to the Orlando one. I mean, this is really This is shouting to me, this one. I think a lot of what we've talked about is very, very high. That would be high on my list, if that makes sense.
I mean, if you're asking me which event would I go to first, I'd probably go to Busch Gardens.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then...
And the interesting thing about that, which I was kind of already thinking, is that for me, I was a little underwhelmed with the announcements this year, because I'm like, I've already done all of this. But as we're sitting here reading it and I'm talking to you guys who haven't seen it, I'm getting excited because I want you to see it, because they're all really strong houses and zones. So telling you about it, I'm like, I can't wait for you to see this. So now I'm getting a little more hyped because it's really solid stuff. It's just a little disappointing for people who have been for a while that it's repeating. But for first timers, it's solid.
Yeah, Liz is hyped vicariously through me and you, Tim. So
that's right. Let's do it.
But and then another strong one, it seems to me. I know this probably not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm a very big fantasy guy. But this one's called Beyond the Veil. The dark fairies and orcs are dying for you to experience the depths of their magically sinister forest. Think you have what it takes to go beyond the veil. So again, this is not something that has been done too often. The fantasy type, the orcs, the fairies, that's not been too much in zones, other haunts. And correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, a lot of this kind of costuming it looked like kind of UV.
Yes.
Or things. Is that right?
Yes. Black light reactive for sure. Very neon.
Yeah. And what was the costuming like?
I mean, what you think of
like orcs, fairies,
There's some like Mothmen.
Okay.
And then there was one still, I have no idea what you would call that costume, but it was crazy. It scared people. We watched it for a while because it was just so funny. It was a crazy giant stilt hiding in the bushes. It was great.
Oh, wow. Okay. But yeah, like I said, this one screams to me anyway, because I'm a big fantasy guy, and this just, the subject matter does appeal to me, Tim.
I think I'm in on this. Cause all I'm picturing is just like you said, the whole fantasy thing, we don't see it that often.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I love fantasy movies as well. But I'm really curious to see what these orcs look like.
Yeah. Especially with the black light reflective UV, UV paint. That's very, very cool. Very, very impressed. And then finally, the final zone is the junkyard. You will find more than spare parts as you rummage through this surly scrap site. Will you make it out in one piece or be devoured by the haunted rubble? So I'll save you for last, Liz. The junkyard. I know you mentioned maybe not too dissimilar to Big Ed's Demolition Derby, but Tim.
Yeah. Liz, what? Hold on. Now I got to go back to Orlando. Because isn't that a similar zone in Orlando?
Nah, I'm scrolling back up now, too.
I know, because I swear.
Not really.
No, I guess not.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell from Orlando, no.
I don't know. Maybe it was just because it was... I feel like we walked through a zone in Orlando where it was like all this, like... It reminded me of Mad Max, you know, just like all this scrap.
I think they may have had that one of the years. Just not this year.
Okay. But again, yeah, this is Mad Max, right? This is what this is. So what's the difference? The other zone just has like maybe vehicles going through it?
Well, I mean, but this one, I mean, the junkyard just, I mean, screams vehicles to me. I mean, good job your heel is, because and this is why we're covering things like this. We understand, I mean, it's not in our wheelhouse, not something we do every year, but it's very important to cover other haunts, which is why we do this and we enjoy talking about it. But Liz, what would you say the difference between this and Big Ed's would be, or is it very, very similar?
It's hard for me to guess what Ed's will be, but this zone in particular has been interesting because when they first brought it a couple of years ago, they just piled a bunch of old Hallows Scream props in an area. And you don't normally walk through this area. You have to choose to walk through it. And so it feels like a little mini outdoor house.
Right.
Because it's just a path for the scare zone. So they have it filled with props because they don't have to have it open for the day guests. So it's interesting in that nature. There's not really a ton of cars, but it kind of has a Descendants of Destruction vibe to the people inside of it. Oh, wow. So I'm not sure how the two will differ, but it's a great zone.
Yeah, and I've seen videos of it as well. I mean, I think the outside house is a good description of it, because you have to kind of go from one side to get to the other, you know, and around the kind of props and things like that. But I love Descendants anyway, so... but that's it for the zones, but the mazes and the zones, great.
Oh yeah. And what I was going to say earlier is that the thing at Busch Gardens or SeaWorld, either Hallows Scream Park, you just have to know that you're never safe.
Oh my God.
Just because you're not in a scare zone doesn't mean you're safe, because they hide people. They have roaming hordes.
Yep.
There are sliders. They move around. You never know. So that's one of my favorite things about the Hallows Scream events, is you just never feel safe.
Yeah. And it's very dark. There's a lot of place to hide as well, which makes it just that all creepier. But cool. Yeah, it's great. Mazes, zones, very, very high. I'm very, very looking forward to doing this one. But we're going to finish up with the shows. All new. This one, I love this one. It's called Rock the Grave. Rocking on the festival feel. So Rock the Grave is an explosive, high-energy live stage show that merges the worlds of alternative and classic rock and pop hits into an unforgettable Hallows Scream experience. Our Rock the Grave band, singers and dancers fuse haunting melodies and heart-pounding beats together with special effects, taking you on a journey to find your inner rock spirit. Prepare to be bewitched, thrilled, and thoroughly entertained as the Rock the Grave cast unleashes their spirit on you. Love every single word that I read off there. Just the high energy show, music, while you're having a drink, watching it. What's not to love? Tim?
I was actually going to say, go to Liz first, because I want to hear like a little more like into what this is.
Well, this is new.
Yeah, this is new.
Oh, these are... are they both new?
Both new. They are replacing Fiends.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to me, it just sounds like a huge concert, right?
Yeah.
It just sounds like a big party on the festival field.
Like a Beetlejuice rocking review.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then what's not to love, right? You have the everybody dressed up in their honk gear, singing music, song, you know, singing songs we all know, right? Love it. Yeah. And then on to, is it Cirque X-Scream?
And that's what I would say.
Yeah. So this does say a returning one. It does say, Rot the Grave is located on the festival field, and the Cirque X-Scream is located in the Stanleyville Theatre. And this is electrifying and mesmerizing stunt show that will leave you on the edge of your seat. So yeah,
stunt show. I must have added that last year. I missed it.
Gotcha. And I'm seeing pictures of it now, and it's this chainsaw, this fire juggling. They're doing things from the roof. They're coming down from there. So this kind of show is not always too high on my list, to be honest, but I'm sure it's obviously doing things I could never even dream of doing, but it's come to you, Tim. Cirque X-Scream.
I mean, it just sounds like a circus, like sideshow acts, right?
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me. So I'd be kind of in, you know, that kind of stuff just like intrigues me.
Yeah. Liz?
I mean, the perk of this one is that it's attached to a restaurant, so you're able to get food and then come and watch a show while you're eating. So that's how I saw it with whatever show was there 2 years ago. We watched it. So yeah, it's convenient in that aspect. Otherwise, I'll probably just skip it.
Yeah, I'm probably the same there for you. But yeah, that's it. And then that's the shows that will be there this year. We've done everything now for I was screaming. I do see it's just staring me right in the face here. It says tickets as low as $36. So,
nice.
And they do have, if you do want to go to their website, they do have deals where you can get both Howl & Scream events in, even a season pass for very, very good price. So definitely look into that.
Nice.
When are we going to go, boys? We got to go.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yep.
There are other also, you know, local haunts out there. You know, go support your local haunts. There's one I hope to maybe get to this year and maybe drag somebody or both of you or whoever wants to go. But I really want to go to Netherworld.
Oh.
Big trip. I do too.
Big trip. Yep.
Anybody want to go? Let's go. All right, but that's it. I mean, those are the local ones, you know, for all of us that we are definitely going to all go to together at some point. Ash, man, it sucks for you today. You know that, right?
Why is that, Tim? What are you going to ask me to do?
I'm going to ask you to tell all the fine people out there where they can find us.
Well, seeing as we've got 12 sleeps till opening night, I don't mind doing this. So we are at RIP Tour Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, we're even on Threads, Discord, and Spreadshirt. Check our Spreadshirt out. Gary has put some new designs for Vamp, for Stranger Things, for the Zodiac. So very, very cool. If you want to go and support us in the fog, that'd be cool.
Nice. Liz, did you get your tie-dye ones?
I sure did. I'm so excited.
How they look?
Oh, they look fantastic.
All right,
I got my favorite of the two. I got two because I couldn't choose. More.
Oh, the color design?
Yeah. The purple with the little bit of yellow in it. It looks so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Anybody got anything else before we head out of here?
Nope.
Just excited. Opening night. So excited. Soon.
Man, what'd you say? 12 nights? 12 sleeps?
12 sleeps.
Woo. It's like our Christmas, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm excited. All right. Well, we will see you guys in the fog very, very soon. And then we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.